الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We infinitely and abundantly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify and submit and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Lord, our Creator. And we send peace and blessings upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept our attendance here today. And by its means, may Allah Azza wa Jalla purify our hearts, strengthen our resolve, and enable us all to transform ourselves truly and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. As the season is changing around us, we have started just at the precipice of autumn. It brings about a change in our surroundings, a change in the atmosphere, and change in the environment. And this gives us an opportunity to reflect upon the importance of change within our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the glorious Quran that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not willingly change the condition of a people or you as an individual until they change what is in themselves. So everything, even though it is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that follows the nizam and qudra of Allah azza wa jal. But insan, because he has free will, he has to choose, he has to decide when he wants to change and whether he wants to change either for the better or for the worse. So change is an intrinsic part of nature, part of our fitrah, part of the world that we live in. We are constantly going through biological, psychological, emotional changes within ourselves. The body is regenerating itself. You have new blood cells, your body is growing, the bones, your teeth, your hair, everything within you, and also extrinsically in some way or form, your body, your shape, your weight, your height, etc. Everything is changing biologically. This is within us. And everything that you see around you as well, i.e. in terms of the seasons, in terms of the world that we live in, is also in a constant state of flux, constant state of change. Even the cosmos that we have, which surrounds our Milky Way and surrounds our galaxy, there are new stars being born. There are other stars which are exploding, and nebula, and so many other things that we are discovering. Even the cosmos around us in a constant change, constant state of change. There is a pandemic that we saw. It completely changed and transformed the lives of all of humanity throughout the world, whether it was physically due to the loss of people, or financially, or emotionally and mentally. Everybody suffered this particular change, whether they liked it or not. We are constantly changing in our workplaces, the way that we behave and conduct ourselves. And we see a change in politics, the way that politics is today. And the circumstances that we see in Europe and in Asia is not the same that we saw maybe perhaps a decade ago or even a century ago. So politics, climate change, the seasons are changing, the disasters and natural disasters that occur throughout the world, they change and transform the lives of many people. We see what is happening now at this very moment in time in Pakistan, how millions of people, how their lives have been completely and utterly changed. And even throughout the world in various other countries, whether through tornadoes or hurricanes or various other disasters, everybody, whether they like it or not, whether they accept it or not, is part and parcel of that circle of change. We see the change in the wars that take place and how it changes people's mentality and their behavior, entire civilizations and communities. We see change in our children as they grow and develop mentally and intellectually and emotionally. They are not the same child that you had when they were 1 year old, and now they answer back to you, or they respond to you, or they argue or debate with you. There's constant change even within our children, and there's change within our spouses, our partners, our family members. So this is not something that we can escape from. It is an inextricable part and parcel of our life that we are surrounded by change. However, the fitrah of some insan, some people, is that we don't like change. We like our habit, we like our things, we like ease, and we like just the mundane routines. And we don't like change within our lives. Whereas if you look, everything around us and within us is actually opposite of what insan actually wants. So if we see in our worldly life that the best teachers, they're always trying to change the way that they teach, the way they approach a subject, and to teach something in a better way, in a more positive way, in a more beneficial way. We see athletes constantly trying to change their behavior or their exercises or their regimes or their food and diet, etc., to make them better, to make them stronger, to make them succeed in various things. We see entrepreneurs, and they want to change how we live, how the world operates. If it wasn't for the people like Elon Musk or various other entrepreneurs throughout the world or businessmen, then we would still probably be walking to all of our places. It's because people wanted change, and they went onto horseback, and they went onto trolleys, and they went onto then building and creating cars and trains and so many other things. It is through that transformation of change that you actually have development. So people, athletes, teachers, always thinking of how to change for the better and improve themselves. So the question thereby is for every single one of us is, why are we as Muslims not changing? If we see that the society is changing, the world is changing, humanity is changing, our work life, our workplace, everything around us is changing, so why are we as Muslims not changing? How are we, and why are we not becoming better within ourselves? Where is that transformational change? Or in our approach, our conversations, and our dialogue with our children, our spouse, and our communication with our wives, or our family members, and also the change that we see in our society? Or are we still stuck in the same cultural mentality? Are we still stuck on all of these things that we say, oh no, we can't accept that, we have to keep this the way it is? No, Islam from the beginning up until now has always been about changing for the better. Not changing for the sake of changing, not changing for the sake of society, or overlooking your principles and your values and your ethics and your morals, no. But changing for the better, keeping your faith in your hand and in your heart, and working towards something which is better. And if we give you, I'll give you a very simple example of the shaitan. The shaitan, who was he? He was unable to change his views. And this is a very important lesson for every single one of us, that whatever we thought we had learned, then we are very, very often stoic and very stuck on those particular things and say, no, that's it, there's no other way. This is the only way. I was taught this, or this is how my father and grandfather did it, and that's it. But no. If you look at the shaitan, what was he? He was unable to change his view and his perspective of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, of why and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created him. He was unable to change his mindset. He was unable to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was unable to learn from his mistake that he had done. He was unable to let go of his ego that he had. He was unable to let go of his arrogance. He was unable to change, unable to be better. So when you are stuck, and when you are stiff within yourself and who you are, and not flexible in your inherent nature, and not receptive to change to those that are around you, or the world that you see that you are around you, then this will lead you towards your own destruction, towards your own rejection from your family, or perhaps your friend and society, and even from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, shaitan, he had all of these characteristics. Unable to change his view, his mindset, unable to let go of his ego and his arrogance, and therefore he became shaitan ar-rajim. He became the rejected one. He became the one who was cursed. He became the one who was thrown out from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas in comparison, you see Sayyidina Adam and Sayyidina Hawa, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with them both, they did change. They sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they had transgressed, even though they had overstepped their marks, they sought the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. They understood where they had erred and they turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. They learned from their mistake. This is the reason why we are actually here on earth, because we changed from the heavens and we came to the earth. And again, we're not here permanently here on earth. We will change from the earth and we will return back to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah azza wa jal. So this entire cycle that we see is all about change. Whether you see it in the seasons, from summer to autumn or autumn to winter, whether you see it from the change of a child to a toddler, to the teenagers, to an adolescent, or to a mature person, or a person who's passed away, every single thing within us or around us is in a constant state of flux and change. And we see even the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his primary objective when he came into this dunya, into this world, to ignite and to spark that change, that transformation in humanity, to change their mindset, to change their faith, to change their ideology, to change even the culture that was not acceptable towards Islam, to change their entire civilization, to change the stiffness within their heart, to mellow them, to make them softer, to nurture their minds and strengthen their minds, to change and transform their actions, to do those things that are pleasing and befitting and acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the change that he brought about, and he slowly brought about that change. But ask yourselves, it's a very personal question, because only you can answer that, at how much have you changed? How much has your ideology or your mindset, whether from a cultural perspective, whether from a social perspective, intellectual perspective, or emotionally, or mentally, or especially religiously, how much have you changed? We will see that the majority of people are still behaving the way their fathers behaved, or their forefathers behaved, or they're still doing those things that they did perhaps 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you don't see a progressive, positive change within them, or especially within their akhlaq, or in their mannerisms, in the way that they behave and conduct themselves. There's no real tangible change within themselves. There's no change, real change within their outer appearance, whether it's their face, or whether it's their clothing, or their attire, or anything else. How much have we changed? Or are you still that same stagnant person? Are you still that person, rather than going forward and changing for the better? Are you more of a regressive person? Or are you more flexible within your nature from who you were 10 years ago? Are you still that unyielding person who doesn't want to let go of his ideology and his culture? Doesn't want to let go of the things that he thinks that are absolute? Whereas in the religion there are so many flexibilities. In the religion there is so much ruqsa, and there is so much comfort and ease for all of those people who are trying to learn about their deen. So this is something that we need to truly ask ourselves, as we are surrounded by the seasons, as we are surrounded by so many things within us and around us. How much are we changing, and how much are we allowing that change within our hearts and also within our minds? But one important thing within that change element, as we see and we learn from the seed of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that you can't abruptly change things and people and their behavior and their conduct. You have to do things gradually. You have to do things gradually, and you have to do things gently with the passing of time, and you have to have a long-term vision. Those people who start things abruptly also end things abruptly as well. Oh, now I'm going to start the gym, now I'm going to on this crash course diet, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. There's no gradual stepping into those things, and there's no gradual learning curve. It starts abruptly and it finishes abruptly. But we see when the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he didn't come and say, you have to change all of these things. He very incrementally, with wisdom, with hikmah, with time, with patience and perseverance, he tried to slowly change their mindset, their ideology, their faith and their actions. He had this long-term vision of what he wanted people to become. So he set out this plan. So this is a journey for every single one of us, that who are you now? And what do you want to be? Do you still want to be the same person? Or do you want to be the person who's actually closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you want to be with the Salihin, with the Siddiqeen, with the Nabiyeen, with the Mursaleen, with the Shuhada? Who do you want to be with? Where do you want to be by the time that you reach your grave? Where do you want to be? We have all of these projects within our life, that I want to achieve this by this age. I want to have a house, I want to have a home, I want to have a car, I want to have a business. And you bring about that plan, that change in your life, and you change your behavior and your conduct, and you start saving, and you do so many things to achieve your ultimate goal. where is that same planning? Where is that same thought process? Where is that vision when you want to change who you are as a Muslim and become a better Muslim, become a more sincere Muslim, a more devout Muslim, a more conscientious Muslim, a Muslim who is well aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of their actions? Where is that plan? So we see in the seerah, in the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, when the prohibition of alcohol was there, it wasn't just there, okay, leave alcohol and that's it. No, it took place over three stages. Similarly with the slavery as well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that it was embedded within that culture and that society for them to own slaves and have slaves and do so many things. So then he slowly tried to change the mindset of the people that be just with your slaves, be kind to your slaves and be merciful towards your slaves. And every time you do a sin or something, now you have to free a slave, emancipate a slave. And it's better for you to go towards this direction. So he worked slowly over that period of time to change people's mind and ideology towards the abolishment of slavery. And same within the children as well. He showed himself physically towards the Sahaba Ikram that this is how you treat your children. This is how you honor and love and respect your daughters equally, just the way that you respect and honor your boys as well. Bring about that equality and equity within the children. And then same with the women in terms of their rights and their ability. All of these things you see the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought about this change. All the deen that we have today wasn't just revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an instant. It was revealed over 23 years because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that these people, they need time to change. So if the Quran was revealed over 23 year period, how much have you changed over 23 years of your personal life? Where has your journey led you from your Islam 23 years ago to where you are today? So this is something, a very important lesson that we all need to ask ourselves, and we need to undertake this journey of change and transformation within ourselves. Go home and make a plan and sit down and see where you are now. Make an audit, take an audit of what you know, where you are in your Islam and where you want to be, and then go about implementing that plan for yourself and then also with your family members and those people that are around you. So remember, change can't just be done just on your own. And this is why we see that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, although he began with himself, and then when he was ready, he reached out to his family members. And then he reached out to the Sahaba ikram. Because it's not just one thing that a person can do. You need collective, everybody, to do those things to bring about that change within society. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam brought the Sahaba ikram on the journey of transformation and change. And he used their different talents and their different abilities and their skills to reach out to more people and to change the way that society operated, how they conducted themselves and how they behaved. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam therefore built a community, and then he built an ummah which was based upon this true element, this core element of change. Whereas we, as we are today, we are very happy in who we are. We say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We say we are able to read the Quran. We say we just about prayed our salah, and we give our zakah, and we do our sawm, and we do our hajj, and we see that's about it. But no, Islam isn't just there, here it is, and you do these tick boxes. Islam is constantly about you changing, and you learning, and you growing, and on that journey, you bringing other people on that journey as well. Changing yourself, changing your spouse, changing your wife, for the better, for the better, for the khair, changing this community and changing this society as well. So every single person mattered to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we also need to change our mindset and the way that seasons and the world and society and everything around us and within us is changing. We also need to make sure that we are changing for the better in our deen towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single one of us, including myself, whether you are a sheikh or whoever you may be, every single one of us can be better. Don't just suffice with saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You can be better, you must be better, and you must change for the better, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Islam. You can use your talents and your skills and your ability, the way that you use it in the world, you can use it for your deen, for your religion, you can use it for your family and your friends, you can use it in the society that you work in. So you have to bring about that change. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لَا يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. It starts with you. You have to bring about that change within yourself. And we see in other verses of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath and showing us a very important, teaching us a very important lesson, that there are powerful times, which are times of transition, times of change, time of momentum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the Quran and says, wal fajr, you know, by the morning, by the dawn. Wal duha, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this time of change, of transformation, from the night to the day, from the day to the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about wal asr, by time itself, and the transformation from the day into the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other verses of the Quran, mentions, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an, that every single day He's bringing about a matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to the affairs of all of humanity and changing things within the world and the thing that we live in. So we also need to be part and parcel of that momentum, of that transformation, of that change. And we need to dig deep within ourselves and find that powerful change and bring about the initial transformation within ourselves. Just like a car, the first gear is very, very difficult to get going, but once the car builds momentum, then it's very easy for the car to maintain that momentum and maintain that speed. So it's the initial change, the initial azm, the conviction, the intention to change yourself, and then once you build that momentum, then you will see that you are able to carry that momentum forward and get better in your deen, better in your Islam, better in your practice, better as who you are as an individual in your khuluq. So change should bring about khair and goodness whoever you are and wherever you are, especially change for yourself and your family and the world that we live in as well. And whatever goodness and khair that we see in the dunya here today is mainly because of two primal factors. One is because of the fitrah, the disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within individuals themselves. They are good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that element of good, and they have built upon that, they have nurtured that and allowed that to grow. Or because of the direct or indirect transformation and the change processes that the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have come into this dunya and they have changed the character, they have changed the actions, they have changed the conduct of people and how they live and how they behave. Imagine if we were still that society that were burying our children. Imagine if we were still that society who were neglecting our women, neglecting our daughters. Imagine if we're doing all of those things at the times of Jahiliyyah, we're doing that today. So if there has to be that change, so we can't just be this community from Pakistan or Asia and we're still carrying out our culturally activities and think, oh, this is fine. We have to change in who we are, change our mindset, change our actions for the better, and develop ourselves religiously just the way that we develop ourselves socially and academically as well. So just small changes in the way that you smile, small changes in your character and how you are merciful and how you conduct yourself and you pardon other people and you are merciful, the charity that you give, the assistance and the guidance and the help that you give, all of these small things that you start with, they will transform into something which is larger, and you can build on that momentum and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to change the knowledge that we have from what we learned 10 years ago, and we need to build upon that and build upon our practice of our deen and our way of life. We need to change and how we treat our wife. We're treating them well now, we need to treat them even better. There needs to be this constant improvement within us in the same way that we deal with our children, with our wives, with our family, and also with our community as well. We learn 5 very important things from the deen of Islam, that we should learn and acquire beneficial knowledge so that we can realize what is truly beneficial and transform ourselves, and then we can share that knowledge with other people. We need to develop ourselves personally and acquire all of the necessary skills, and then also develop ourselves spiritually as well. Change our character and our conduct and also our actions, and transform ourselves socially as well, which means to integrate and to engage with all the people that we are living with around us in good actions. I mean, to keep persevering. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. To do jihad and strive and struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we need to have faith and hope and do the best that we can and leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned at the beginning, the world that we are living in, within ourselves, biologically, we're constantly changing. The seasons, the world is changing. So many things are changing politically, the cosmos, everything around us is changing. And we can't just remain stagnant. We have to also change, but change for the better, and change in our deen especially, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.